All right, we're going to move on. We have three resolutions that we need to take up from our action on yesterday's petitions. So Director Kirschman will go through those with us, and we will have to take action on those this morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I believe you should have received an email with the draft resolutions in respect to the petitions yesterday, and I will go over those very briefly to make sure that it addresses the conversations that we had yesterday in the action of denial of those petitions. So Resolution 23-14 is in respect to the petition brought forward by Mr. Charles Ward on the blowgun fishing opportunities. Again, you can see the draft resolution, but the main points there are, again, the lack or the very limited interest that we have received from the public in respect to this particular type of season, the need to consultation with our surrounding states on boundary water issues and working closely with them, and just the overall conversation of the opportunities that we have for fishing in South Dakota right now. So if this resolution fits the conversation and discussions from yesterday and your denial action, we would ask that you accept Resolution 23-14 and approve as such.
Moved by Commissioner Reese. Second. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor to accept the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is accepted.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Next one is Resolution 23-15 in respect from the petition submitted by Ms. Nancy Hilding of Blackhawk. And the next resolution, 23-16, is also from the same petitioner. Both of them were in respect to beaver trapping in the Black Hills specifically and our conversations that we've been having around that. Basically, both resolutions are identical, except the second one has a little more detail in respect to other agencies having the opportunities to opt out and what those processes were. So, primary looking at, again, some of the primary reasons are we are working with our partners in respect to do some monitoring and better understanding and handling of beaver numbers in the Black Hills. We're continuing to work on some unique opportunities for creating some additional habitat man-made wise that would have otherwise been done through some of the dam work created by beavers. And our current season structure seems to be working very well. So, again, if that meets your conversations that we had yesterday, we would ask that you would adopt Resolution 23-15 for the first petition on respect from Ms. Nancy Hilding.
Motion to adopt. Moved by Whitmire. Second by Locken. All those in favor to adopt, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It's adopted.
And Madam Chair, 23-16, again, as I just explained, very similar, although there's one additional part in there that again makes reference to those entities that she had in her petition about wanting to opt out of the time frames and moratorium, could do so under certain structures, which again becomes very cumbersome and complex in the overall approach. So again, if this meets the discussion, we would ask that you would adopt 23-16.
Motion to adopt. Moved by Bartling. Second by White. All those in favor to adopt, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director.